It's Texas Standard Time.
The release of population counts from the 2020 census has been delayed until September because of the pandemic. That puts the Texas legislature, which only meets every other year, at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to resetting political boundaries based on population. In fact, we might be looking at an autumn special session. Michael Lee might know a thing or two about all of this. He's a senior counsel for the Brennan Center's Democracy Program, where he focuses on redistricting. The Brennan Center's an independent law and policy organization. Michael, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
I know you're in New York these days, but I know you also hail from Texas and have a special interest in redistricting in the Lone Star State. Given that the legislature only meets every 2 years, how do you see this census delay affecting our redistricting process?
Well, the short answer is that this is going to be a redistricting cycle unlike any that Texas has seen before. Ordinarily, Texas would already have in hand the data it needs to draw maps, and the legislature would take up redistricting in the current legislative session. But now the data won't come out until September 30th, or potentially maybe even a little later. And that'll push redistricting in the fall and start bumping up against the election cycle. It'll also make challenging maps in court a more time-pressured thing.
Let's break that down just a little bit more. How long does the redistricting process typically take?
It normally takes the whole of the legislative session. Sometimes it rolls over into a special session in the summer. But bear in mind that that's because the Texas legislature, in addition to doing redistricting, is also doing a bunch of things like passing a budget and the like, which, you know, it won't have to do in a special session. You know, I think they should be able to accomplish it fairly quickly. The real question is whether lawmakers will try to use the fact that redistricting is occurring in a special session and use the delay as an excuse for cutting out the public, not having hearings, not taking public comments or engaging with the public around redistricting, or whether they just try to jam through maps once they've decided what they want to do.
These are sort of important, though, because and timely, because we have a new election season coming up in 2022, right?
That's right. You know, and Texas has one of the earliest primaries in the country. It actually also has like really early filing deadlines. Like the candidate filing period opens in mid-November and closes on December 15th. And, you know, with redistricting delay till the fall, that's going to be really hard to meet, because once you have new maps, you then have to, in some cases, redraw precinct boundaries. You have to give time for candidates to go collect signatures if they want to get on the ballot that way. And you have to sort of run the process. So it may be really hard for Texas to have, you know, it's traditional March primary, and there's already a lot of buzz about potentially moving the primary to May, which is, of course, is what happened in 2012 when litigation delayed the finalization of the maps.
I would imagine that one can expect litigation to follow whatever it is that redistricting lawmakers ultimately come up with, no?
That is a fairly safe bet for Texas. For five decades, whether the maps were drawn under Democratic control or under Republican control, the maps have always been changed, at least in part, by courts because Texas has consistently failed to get it quite completely right. And so litigation will play a big part this cycle, as it has every decade for the last five decades.
What I'm thinking about is, if the filing process begins in mid-November, is it possible you have politicians, maybe even incumbents, not knowing which district they're supposed to be running in?
That's possible, which is why I think, you know, there are bills pending in the legislature that potentially move the primary, to give the governor and the lieutenant governor and the speaker the power to move the primary if maps can't get done. And so I definitely think, you know, having a more deliberative process rather than trying to jam everything through and keep a March primary is probably better for the state and for electeds and for voters all around.
Anything that lawmakers could do or need to be aware of when it comes to trying to put the map drawing task on a fast track, or getting it done in a more timely manner?
They have to understand that they need to draw maps and they need to redistrict once the census data comes out. If they don't, a court will redraw the maps. There's a lot that still can be done even without the data. You know, people can have hearings, they can, you know, engage the public, and that's going to be really important to minimizing the litigation on the back end if Texas spends the time getting it right at the front end.
Michael Lee grew up here in Texas. These days, he's senior counsel for the Brennan Center's Democracy Program, and he's based in New York. Michael, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.